Puddles in the morning, puddles in the evening, puddles in the afternoon. Well, I'm a puddle boy and she's a puddle girl. The Puddles podcast is starting real soon.
All right, welcome to Puddles. It's Andrew Collin. I'm joined by the love of my life, Brenna LaRocque, also co-host slash...
Hello, everybody. Recurring guest.
Recurring guest.
Andrew and I learned the meaning of recurring versus reoccurring when we came up with that term.
Yeah. What did I see today? Fuck.
Did you learn another, like, difference today?
Oh, someone that you could put a straw in a juice box, and instead of putting it where it curls in, you put the curl on the bottom, and that takes in all the juice on the bottom.
Interesting. Well, good thing, since we have juice boxes all of the time.
That's a good point. But, you know, you never know.
Yeah, true.
We
give them out to people at work, like, and they're in the fridge for customers or patients, should I say, when they like get lightheaded or fainty from getting like filler and cannula needles in their face. You know, sometimes it can make you a little faint.
Oh, so like the sugar in it?
Yeah.
Helps?
Yeah. Like, you know, when somebody faints, you like give them like sugar.
There's something funny about like,
sometimes I drink them.
Giving it to someone trying to look, it's like, you think you look young, wait till you're holding a juice box. We're going to take you so much Botox.
You're gonna walk out of here with pigtails on.
Yeah, yeah. And hold her a lunchbox.
And a lollipop.
Here you go, you little 14-year-old. She's like, I'm 87. I never looked better. Honestly, though, you might look really old holding a juice. Like, if I held a juice box, I could look really creepy.
That's like when people tell me I look really young. And then I see, like, sometimes I'm like, if I ever dress trendy, I'm 26. I'm turning 27 in a few months. I feel like I'm teetering on the edge of, like, sometimes when I try to dress too trendy, I look like I'm trying to look like a teenager. And then I'm just like, I look like a teenager and I freak out about it. But then I see actual teenagers when I go into PacSun for like a bathing suit. And I'm like, I literally can't be here. Like, I feel creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Not creepy, but I feel like it's inappropriate for me to be around.
And then on the flip side of that, you put on like these like adult looking mature business suit pants. Mm-hmm. And then you just look like a teenager trying to play dress up.
Yes.
Like, yeah, you can't win.
I can't win. Or like recently I was in public and, you know, when I was growing up, like I ran cross country and I ran track. I was a very athletic kid or teenager, and I had one pair of running shoes. I had the same two pair of running pants, shorts, like, and I ran and I would run in like big sports t-shirts, you know, that you would get from like your team that,
yeah,
like soccer shirts,
like a phys ed t-shirt.
And so now I'm like, oh, I have Lululemon. You've bought me a lot of Lululemon. I've treated myself to some, and I'm like, this is nice athleisure. I feel very grown up. I was fucking in PacSun recently for a bathing suit, and like you go to like the West County Mall and there's so many young girls. I was matching a girl, like we were wearing the exact same biker shorts, the exact same Align tank.
Oh, so you're saying like teenagers wear Lulu, like, now?
Teenagers wear Lulu. It's like what Hollister was to us back in the day. I think like that's what Lululemon is to like teenagers now. You know what I mean?
Well, I think like the yoga pants, the leggings have taken the world on. Like, anyone looks good in those. Like, you could put like a dead dog in leggings and I'd be like, what an ass.
Yeah. Wait, are you saying that you've noticed that teenagers in leggings?
No.
Hold up. Are you talking about me?
Yeah, I'm talking about you. I'm just saying leggings have done wonders for
me.
For anybody.
Not anyone else.
Yeah, just you.
Yeah,
just you.
I don't know. I just feel like I guess I don't really know what I was about to say. I just think that teenagers, this is not like...
You sound jealous of teenagers.
No, I think I, like, who's buying this stuff for them? Like, where are they getting this stuff? It's just crazy. trip.
Well, depends on what mall you're shopping at. You know, parents, I don't know where these people are making all the money.
They're not. I mean, I went on a rant about this yesterday. Where?
At work?
Everyone, most people are living paycheck to paycheck. Most people are in debt.
Oh, yeah, to me. You did this.
Like, I don't know how people afford to live right now. I don't know how people have kids and like have their kids have play in three sports each. Like some of these kids play hockey, baseball, soccer, and then they have three kids that do that, and then their kids need clothes, and then they somehow, these women, and then like they have Gucci bags, and I'm like, this is insane. There's no way you're making enough money for this. Your husband drives this brand new truck. There's no way.
Maybe they all have OnlyFans. Maybe the guy's showing.
I keep saying to Andrew, I'm like, I need an OnlyFans.
Yeah, you're like, if people really think I'm this attractive.
Yeah. Okay. So then last night, I said, Andrew, people tell me I'm pretty. People tell me I'm pretty. I don't believe that I'm as pretty as.
Yeah.
As I've had people tell me, you know, and so I'm like, if I really am, I was like, if I really am as pretty as people as I've had people telling me. And no one's lying to me, then I feel like
it's
time for me to make some money off of this.
I guess I'll take the photos.
Yeah.
I'll set up like a palm tree or something.
No.
Yeah. I just think the saddest part is like there's a lot of girls like forever. Like you hear a lot. It's like also with Instagram. It's like, oh, these girls, they have OnlyFans. They fucking make $9 million like that. And then for every like. People that are making a lot of money, people are making no money. People are making literally, and they're showing their tits, and their tits will, or more, and they'll forever be on the internet. And in 2 years, they might make, I don't know, $15,000. They're going to regret it. They're going to probably regret it.
Well, I don't want to say read because I like read it on TikTok. And so I kind of like heard it.
Oh, so you did research?
Yeah. Basically, I read this article that said that because it's a taxable income, OnlyFans, like it's on your, like, it's like not your record. Like it's attached to your like social security, like background check. Like somebody, a future employer can look you up, but like how much is like sex work really going to matter in like a few more years? You know what I mean? Like you and I were talking about like me talking on this podcast and you were like, you're not going to try to go be a doctor or an FBI. Like you're still going to be able to get a job, which maybe that's just you trying to convince me to like continue to like expose myself. But
I'm not, I'm really not. I just think like from my experience, if I went back into the world of real estate, if I went back into the world of like any kind of business, I guess it be, I think if you have success in whatever you do, it can translate. I think that no one's going to be listening to me talking about, you know, being whatever, like things I've done, different ways I've been arrested or whatever, or like or making fun of my asshole or whatever. No one's going to pull that up and be like, look, at this real estate firm, you know, you talking about your asshole, you're going to have to delete that episode from 6 years ago. And if anything, they're going to go, holy shit, you made it as a stand-up comedian, being honest and being vulnerable. Also, you have a little bit of clout. We'd love to have you here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think if anything, it'll work the opposite. Now, if I wanted to be, like I said, like a head of HR, social worker, you know.
Which you wouldn't want to do it anyways.
No.
Yeah.
Never. I mean, I think I'd be a pretty good psychologist if I, but I had no idea you had to do math in psychology, you know?
Maybe like a therapist or a counselor. You're a really good listener.
Yeah.
Psychologist is more of like a medical, more medical.
Well, I had no idea there was math included in psychology. I remember in college.
Really?
We took like psychology 101. Next thing I know, I'm doing math.
Well, yeah, with like prescribing stuff.
No. Like, other shit. I forget exactly what it was, but it wasn't that.
So you did well in psychology class.
Well, I tried to cheat in it. That was funny. I missed the final. I said my grandma died. The guy let me take it by myself, and I brought in notes from someone else, and I still got like a D with the notes.
Oh boy.
I was like,
because you know what,
I couldn't put it together.
Anytime that I cheated, yeah, my notes are like from when I was looking at the question that goes along with the answer, but I'm only writing down the answer and I didn't know it. so much that I didn't know what how to match it up.
Oh yeah.
Or it takes you too much time. Like a lot of times those tests are timed. It takes me too much time to read through the notes. Like I can't, there's no way I can read through the notes and answer it in the right amount of time.
I had my SAT was unlimited time.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even take the SAT because I don't know. I don't know why. We just didn't have it.
Did you take the ACT?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you took something.
I took something, but everyone always talks about the SATs, and I just never.
I got 1,000 the first time, and then I got 1,170. But any
that means.
Yeah. No. I'm not. I don't think like if I had more. I remember we got caught. I got caught cheating. We all had the same answers. Like mm-hmm. 30 kids.
Yeah.
And I turned in the test early. And so did someone else. Someone else turned the test in early. Mm-hmm. And so we both turned in the test like an hour early.
Oh, boy.
But the reason why I turned it in is because the teacher saw me playing Snake on my phone, which I don't know if you remember, the TI-82. Yeah. Oh, there was God. Like Snake on there.
I used to play Snake on my like track phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So Snake was great game.
Did you know?
Probably not the best time to play.
Did you know that
it.
There's a new, like, new and improved Snake on iPhone app? It's called Slither.io. You guys, you get to play Snake with real life people in these rooms, and it is so addicting. We're gonna download it tonight. Slither.io. One of the most addicting phone games I've ever played.
Well, so I'm playing Snake, which is not Slither. It's Slither negative 4.0. It's literally the OG. It came before it. It's an actual snake inside my computer. And I'm just playing it, and the guy overlooks, and he's like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm just taking a break." And he's like, "A break? You've been..." No one takes a break. Taking a test, and I'm like five
Honestly,
minutes
though,
in.
That would be great. We should have breaks in between.
Yeah,
tests.
Yeah, that's true. Let's start picketing for that. Yeah. That and abortions.
Yeah.
So the guy goes, let me get your calculator. And I had all the answers in the calculator. I'm like, the teacher's gonna like see the answers.
No.
And I see him like fucking around with the calculator, and I'm like losing my mind. I'm sweating so bad. Meanwhile, I already have the whole test filled out because I had the answers in my. And I should time it out, you know. It would take this long to do this answer. But yes. I just filled it all out and was playing Snake.
But a lot of times in the same thing in high school and college, they wanted you to show the work, like how you got to the answer. So
but this
you
wasn't
didn't
math.
Have to do,
it wasn't
oh,
math.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
So no, it was like I forget what it was.
Well, if you had a calculator, it must have been like psychology.
Oh shit!
Right?
No, you know what? It might have been. Might have been math,
so
but
you
for
just
some reason
filled it out. You were just like,
"Oh, I forget what I forget." Well, there were plenty of tests that I just put the answer in, and people either thought I was a genius or I must have been the laughing stock of the teacher's like room.
Like they
must,
knew.
Yeah, they're like, "This guy's dad pays $100,000 a year for him to like whatever." So I fill it out. The other kid fills it out. I turn it in because I'm just. Wait, like it just it's absurd for me not to just turn it in.
Yeah.
So once I turn it in, he's kind of on to something. The fucking kid who also had the test, who had the same answers, we all found the answers together, and he turns it in right after me.
Aww.
And so it's prob stat. So the guy knows probability and statistics. He knows the percentage of these two kids
Jesus.
Turning in early with the same answers is like 99.999.
And he's correcting all 30 of those.
Oh, well, no. He corrected all 330 of them exact same answers. And then he broke all those down, whoever had the same exact answers.
Mm-hmm.
The funniest part is we got a B. Like between 30...
No, but that is the key to cheating. You can't get 100%. No.
I'd like to say that was the reasoning. Maybe it was that. But so then he brings us in and he's like.
All 30 of you?
No. I think he brought us in different times.
Like one by one?
But he was just like, the chances of this are 99.9. And I was just like, oh, you're good at this, dude.
Ooh.
Maybe I should have listened. And so it's so funny. So then he goes. Well, here's the thing.
You
I
pull
can't
up the probability in your calculator. You're like, actually.
Actually, it's three snakes. Yeah. So he goes like this. He goes, well, I know what the probability is, but I didn't catch any one of you. So what I'm going to do here is you can take the test again on your own tomorrow or in 2 days or whatever. But now the problem was is if you waited too long past a certain time, you get a thing called withdrawal with fail.
And yeah.
Or if you get early withdrawal, you don't fail. You just have to take the class again.
Yeah, I remember.
So I went past.
And you don't get your money back.
I know. So I went past the date. The date was right on that
Andrew,
date.
I used to do the same shit.
So listen what happened. Yeah. Listen what happened. So it's withdrawal with fail. I go, okay, I got this. You know what? Like I like looked in the mirror. I was like, you know what, dude, you're a fucking loser. You're cheating. You got this, dude. Like, stop it. And so I start studying like day and night. Like, I'm in the shower, like reading books. The books are getting wet. Like, it's like Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield. I'm like, I'm running while reading. Like, I'm on the treadmill.
I was thinking like Rain Man, because doesn't he have like a learning disability or something?
Yeah, but he's like a brilliant. He would kill. He'd rock that test.
Yeah, you missed the joke.
What, I was trying to be like Rain Man?
No, you are Rain, like you were Rain Man, but with a learning disability.
No, Rain Man was good at what he did.
But didn't people think he was stupid?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Because you were like, everyone thinks I'm the laughing stock, but I'm really.
Okay.
Never mind. It doesn't matter.
So maybe they think I'm Rain Man, but I also am not smart like Rain Man.
No, they don't think you're Rain Man, but you're like, I'm going to show them I'm fucking Rain Man because I'm going to read.
Okay. This. All right. So right now I feel like the opposite of Rain Man.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you're describing it well. I think we're both not Rain Man.
Yeah. I don't think I really know that movie very well.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. Like a long time ago.
So I'm Rain Man. Okay. So I'm fucking studying day and night. Mm-hmm. And the more I'm studying, the more I'm realizing I can't do this alone.
Yeah.
I can't do this. So then I went back to the teacher and I go, I didn't cheat. However, I would like, if I may, I know the withdrawal with fail was yesterday. Or can I, you mind if I just withdraw? Because I don't think this is going to work out for me.
I didn't cheat.
I didn't cheat. You caught me playing snake. But I turned my paper in an hour and a half early. All the same answers.
I actually decided to leave this class because of our differences. I don't think we can work past
that. I'm going
to
get into English. And he actually, you know what? He actually.
Did he give it to you?
Yeah, he really did.
Wow. That's really nice. I feel like.
I remember being like, you know what? That's a fucking cool motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Because he really did, like.
That's, like, probably a little bit against his policy, too. Like, he knew you guys all cheated. He should have turned you in.
Oh. I mean, he definitely didn't see something in me.
Yeah. He was like, let's just.
You he's going
to have enough. He's going to have to go through as Rain Man, so.
Wait, who's Rain Man now?
Still you. Apparently.
Yeah, it's funny to be like, yeah, he didn't see something, so, you know, he let me.
That's great.
Big news. Well, a couple things here.
Oh, you have big news?
You got into the family group chat.
Oh my God, great news. Okay, I falsely thought I got into the family group chat 3 times already. Like over the course of the last, like, definitely ever since I met your brother and like sister-in-law in the family. No, it was since Christmas when I met everybody. Sam, Sarah, Lindsay. Well, and then I'd met your other brother and sister-in-law and then your mom. And your sister-in-law brought it up like at Christmas time. And then since then, like 3 times, she's added me to like random group chats to just send pictures of your nephews because they're adorable. And of course, I want to see pictures. Every time I've been like, you guys, I got to add to the family group chat. And then today, it finally happened and I didn't even realize it.
Well, you got added to one that I wasn't even privy to.
Because so that I just thought it was like another, like Lindsay was just like, here's some people I know want to see pictures of my kids. I'm going to send them along. And then your brother Sam was like, hey, Brenna, welcome to the family group chat, finally. And I was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I said I vouch for you. Mm-hmm. And then
which is so funny that you didn't add me. You still, you wouldn't add me.
No, that's, first of all, I don't think you want to be in there. Nothing fun happens in a family group chat. I talk about this in my
app. Yeah, but it just means I'm part of the family.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Well, I just made a big deal of it. You made it.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
You just get to see
put in the hard
pictures
work.
Of my nephews naked.
I have been grinding for this position.
I'm not in your family's group chat.
We don't have one.
You get one.
Okay, we'll make one just for you, just to put you in it.
The family group chat is funny because, you know, me and Brenna, we don't have kids. We have Mango. My brothers have kids.
I know. The family group chat's just me sending ridiculous things. Well, I'm in an Andrew sibling chat, and I just send ridiculous things of Andrew.
Yeah, because they send their kids.
Yeah.
So I feel a little narcissistic or selfish to send, hey, here's a video of me doing stand-up after you send pictures of your kid passing second grade. Like, it's not...
But yeah, but just because they have kids doesn't mean that you can't... Just because they stopped celebrating themselves as much doesn't mean that you have to stop.
But this is their trick. They're celebrating themselves through their kids.
Oh, so
we're on to them.
Totally.
It's an extension. It's like an accessory.
Yeah.
And it's their skin and everything. It's their. It's like a growth.
Yeah. It's like a... Yeah.
It's like their mole or something. Mm-hmm. And they're proud of their mole. Their skin tag is their kid.
Ugh. Gross.
They're better looking than that. But so I feel awkward. Like, I think I've sent like one photo of just us to the family group chat because it just, you know, I think I sent Mango once, you know, It just doesn't, if you know, and then everyone,
I start sending pictures of Mango every day. They're like, all right, we got to kick her out.
Maybe that's where we start your OnlyFans photos. See how much my dad pays.
Ew.
Disgusting. So, yeah, it is funny though. Like, I did that bit about being jealous of how like my nephews don't have to do shit, but they get like so much props. Mm-hmm. I mean, part of it's just kidding. Like, I'm really proud of like whatever they do. I really do love them, but it's just funny to like see them on a swing and people losing their fucking mind. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my god. You know, or if they walk or they talk or I'm like, you know what, can we save the applause for something big, you know?
I mean, I would be absolutely a lunatic because every day I go into work and I'm like, you guys, listen to what Mango did last night. Like, I always have a story about a fucking cat. Like, I know no one cares, but I'm like, you're going to listen. Because what else are we going to talk about? I have to sit and look at you guys all day. So I can't imagine having a kid. I would be obsessed.
Yeah,
I have a hard time imagining how people are away from their kids.
Well, at least you're a little bit aware. I think when people have kids, they just assume that you want to hear about them.
Yeah.
And then you can't go, hey, dude, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Oh, what did he do? Oh, he played in a sandbox and he met Dave. Sweet.
I mean, honestly, I am so obsessed with their nephew, Teddy. Everything he does, every time I see Teddy, I'm like, Andrew, did you see the newest picture of Teddy on Instagram? Like, I think Teddy is so cute.
And Leo and Sid and Augie.
I just don't see a lot of them because you're...
I know. I'm just playing it. It's just
like,
funny.
I'm so obsessed with all of your nephews, but I think we see the most of Teddy. So he's just like so accessible, like photos of him. And I just think he is so cute.
I mean, I do get sad when like I live here and not near them.
Yeah.
Although my little brother is moving to Australia. So, you know, I'm not too depressed about that. They're getting so far away that
you don't have to feel bad
anymore. Yeah. I'm not moving.
Now it's them who has to feel bad.
Yeah, they feel bad.
Yeah.
And then my older brother, they live in too nice of a zip code for us.
No, I think it's like an open door. Like, you could always go visit them.
Oh, no, go visit, but move there. I'm saying...
Oh, no way. We'd have to
live in a shack underneath the graveyard.
Well, we were joking about, like, they're, like, have a new home that they're about to go into, and there's, like, a little, like, you know, like, mother-in-law suite area. But when your brother showed it to us, I was like, look, like, we could stay here. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm not joking if you're not joking. Can we live in your ensuite? Because that's the only way we would be able to come live here.
Yeah, and even then they're gonna be like, okay, so rent's gonna be just ballpark, just, you know, $13,000 a month. We've lowered it for you. We were charging the nanny $16,000, but they do very well here. It's different kind of wealth there.
Yeah.
But you know, it's fun to visit. It's fun to like see, be a part of it. Sometimes I feel, especially like when I was just a dog walker and not like somewhat successful of a comedian, like it was kind of like, yeah, I'd walk dogs. Like, fuck, like I don't even want to say what I do. Like I would be like,
yeah,
but you know, they would.
God, but did you get to this place where you were like, yeah, I'm doing what I'm doing.
Well, thank God. I mean, if I wasn't doing comedy, then it wouldn't. Like, I always had that scapegoat of like, yes, I'm a dog walker, but.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. I don't know. I like went through that for a really long time.
Where like, you were like, nervous about saying what you do for a living?
Yeah, like totally. And then I feel like you kind of helped me with this. Like now I'm just like, yeah, I was doing that and I was like fine and now I'm doing this and like I don't know, like some people have it like a lot worse and like I don't know, I just like this is why am I not just like allowed to do what I want to do and be happy, and if you think that way about it, it has nothing to do with me actually.
And here's the thing, most of the times, one, they're not even thinking about it, two, yeah, they don't think negatively about it.
No.
If anything, they think it's pretty cool that you know, in my instance, it's like, oh, you could have just stayed in real estate. You could have done something in corporate America.
Yeah.
And you know, the respect I get from like my richer friends, because like even before I like kind of made it,
mm-hmm,
they always were like a little envious in the fact that I was just like, fuck it, I'm going completely against the grain.
Yeah. Well, like I have this friend who, like this old friend I used to work with in retail, and I saw her recently and she asked me what I was doing and I was like, oh, you know, I'm doing this. And she was like, how do you like it? Like, and I was like, I like it. It's fine. And she's like, it's just a job. Right. And I was like, exactly. It's a job. Like I'm working and like, I'm happy with what I'm doing. And like, why are we putting so, unless, you know what, a lot of people have spent a lot of time and money pursuing what they wanted to do in a profession that they felt like they were always destined for. If you put in the time and the work and the money to be a doctor, that's fucking so awesome. Honestly, I think it is. But also, why are we putting so much importance? Like, why is that like who you are? Why are we always talking about our jobs? I'm sick of it. Like,
well, what's the funniest part about it all is that even that person that put in all that time, all that effort, all that money, all that education, all the training in the hospital. Now, look, some of them might have a big head and be like, well, I'm above you because I'm a doctor. But a lot of them, if they were honest with themselves, would be like,
but guess what,
dude, I just feel the same way that anyone else feels about their job. I feel like I don't have to, like, I feel like I am not I wouldn't say the word fraud, but like, I don't feel as proud as of my job or as happy in my job as someone that literally just stumbled into something.
Yeah. Well, that, and if you're putting that much time and effort into like your job, that means that you're not putting time and effort into other things in your life. So the time and effort that I didn't put into like pursuing this like extreme, like a white collar profession, like maybe I found that, like, I have had a lot of really cool life experiences. And I've met some really cool people. And like, you know, like, I don't know. I just think everyone feels that they're lacking in some way in their life. But just the way that we live and how our society works is like the title of our job is how we identify who we are. And like, I remember asking somebody, they told me that their husband owns this bar. And I was like, oh, and I said, oh, is he happy? And she said, I don't know. That's a weird question. She said, you ask weird questions. And I was like, well,
it is a heavy question.
But like, it's, you can, it's fine.
I'm not
fine.
Saying no, no, yeah. I think it is fine.
Like,
but
if
it's
somebody
just
asked me if I was happy when I worked in retail, I'd be like, fuck no, I hate this job. But I'm working, you know, like,
no,
I don't
you
know.
Wanted to get some ideas, some like the aspect of like,
I'm just like trying to get to know you in a different way. And I just think it's like a lot too. A lot of pressure. Anyways, I'm over this rant.
What else? Oh, I hurt myself again. I do this class called F45. It's like a HIIT workout thing that I thought I really liked. I still kind of like it, but Brenna kind of hates it. She doesn't really like workout classes. Why don't you like workout classes?
No, I don't like, no.
You don't.
It's so cheesy. It's just really cheesy. Like the like fist pounding and the like, yeah, teamwork. And I'm just like, I could do this at home.
You don't think it pushes you more?
No.
To work harder?
No.
So we do this class. One time I was doing a workout class and famously, I tried to run as fast as I could and I tore my hamstring and I was like literally like crying on the ground. And it was like probably a few months into dating Brenna. And it was so embarrassing. She had to like drive me to Walgreens and get me Tylenol or ibuprofen and then like take care of me. Like I was like this old, wounded, old man. She had to like feed me pudding. And so then we did a workout class again and it's not my hamstring this time. My calf just goes out from just doing the smallest little 4-inch step ups. And I feel it pop. And, I just couldn't walk and I'm literally starting my vacation now. I'm not going on the road. I was so looking forward to getting in shape. It's one of those things where it's like, you're so in your head about being like, finally, I'll have time to really do it, to really conquer it and really get, you know, like I was just like really excited about having some time off and having time to really take care of myself. And the first day, the first workout, I tear my calf. But I was going to be really depressed about it and like really like, and Brenna was like, no, you're not doing that.
Yeah. We came home. I gave you some time to ice while I cleaned. And then I was like, all right, get up. We're going out and you're getting vitamin D. We're sitting in the sun. This isn't the end of the world. You're going to be feeling better in no time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that.
Yeah. I mean, it was.
Sometimes you need that. That's what partners need to do for each other is like, you know.
And then we went to the
do things for you that you can't.
I forget where we went, but somehow we ended up at the golf course. Oh, we took your car in. That's a whole nother thing we could talk about. But we took your car in and then went and hit golf balls. And I realized that I could hit golf balls. I just can't walk. So funny. I'm really happy that I figured out because of Brenna pushing me that. Yeah, I could still enjoy this and still get better at something while not being able to do one thing. Brenna's been having car issues. She has a Hyundai.
I've been having car issues for like a year. And I finally decided that I had to face it.
Yeah, you have like a some kind of animal. Well, we found out literally today.
Okay. So I have something wrong with like a rubber thing that's like letting oil go into my engine. And then I need a new air filter and also like another purifier that like maybe a rat's been like, or a mouse has been like chilling.
He goes, it might cause a smell. And I was like, oh, yeah. I guess that's what it was.
And
but,
then,
but Firestone.
And a new battery. And a new battery.
Yeah. So like, but Firestone. Whatever.
Firestone a year ago quoted me almost $2,500.
So you heard $2,500. Your car's worth whatever it is. It's a big percentage of what the car's worth. That's fucking.
I still owe on it. It's just like, hell no.
Yeah, to come out of pocket $2,500 on a car that's not worth like insanely amount more than that. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult and it's hard.
Yeah.
Especially when you still have to pay payments.
Yeah.
So then you just think you're walking around with a $2,500 bill over your head eventually.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, yeah.
So driving your car, it's intense. You don't know what it's going to do.
It's an experience.
Yeah, it really does. It accelerates on its own. It's like way ahead of its time.
No, it accelerates. When you come off the gas, it like, boom. But then when you're on the hip, you're trying to accelerate over like 2 RPM on the highway, it's like, it takes so long. And then I'm such a like pedal to the metal person. Like I'm like kind of an aggressive driver. So I'm just like, like I just like get up there with the rest of them. I'm like, my car ain't got no handicap.
Yeah. My car's not Rain Man.
No.
So... Anyways, so long story short, we end up taking it back to Firestone. She got her like oil change. They recommend bringing it to Hyundai. We brought it to Hyundai. We found out that her model of her car actually would possibly be up for a recall depending on what was wrong with the engine. So we kind of got our hopes up that we were going to get a brand new engine. And we bring it into this place. We bring it into Hyundai. And then... I like fucked around. I know this sounds like douchey, but like I put in my story. Hey, looking to do a brand deal for a car. I didn't give a fuck because I have a car, but you know, I want to help Brenna out. And so I dropped, I guess the ego or added the ego and was like, maybe I can do a brand deal. And I didn't even think to like that someone was even going to reach out. I almost did it as a joke. And Brenna brings it to Hyundai and literally... I don't know what good karma came our way. I get a message. Hey, I own 3 car dealerships in St. Louis. One of them happens to be Hyundai. Let me know what you need.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you fucking serious? And so then Brenna was getting diagnostics done to her car, which is like $125. And he's like, look, if they haven't done it yet, we'll do it for you for free here. And we're like, oh, no. And so Brennan calls diagnostic, whatever.
He's like, we're in the middle of doing it right now. And I was like, no.
No.
$125. I paid $170 yesterday. I was like, no.
So they run the diagnostics. We figure out that it's only $900, which actually, if you take out the stuff that isn't necessary, it's only about $500.
And yeah, the air purifying and like maybe keep the old battery, it's like $430.
As opposed to $2,500.
My battery was running 230 volts and it was supposed to be running 800, and batteries die in the summer. So I should get a new battery. Like I'm going to end up on the side of the highway because of my battery, if anything.
So we get this guy named Joe, who is doing the car. Very nice guy, very strong hands, wide hands. And I was telling Brenna actually about his hands, that I shook his hand earlier in the day because I dropped the car off. So me and Brenna went to pick it up, and Brenna meant Joe. And Joe was being a little sexist. He was saying something about how women...
The classic was looking at Andrew and telling him about my car. Was talking.
Well, I dropped it off.
My car. My name is on the title. My fucking car.
It might be the mouse's car at this point.
Yeah, true.
Let's be honest.
My car, giving me shit. And then he was like insinuated that something, Andrew made a joke about you Andrew beating me. And then Joe was like, no, I know that's not what's going on here. And I think he thinks that we're in like a sugar daddy, sugar baby situation.
You think? 100%. I thought he was calling me a pussy, like I can never hit a woman.
One of the two. Sometimes I think people think that you're like my sugar daddy.
Well, I am.
Yeah, you are, but like not in like a like I don't want to like have sex with you way. Like a
what?
Because like sugar babies, like they're just in it for, they're like, fine, you can fuck me, but you have to buy me a Gucci bag or like a Chanel.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, well, like, I'm getting you a car.
I'm like, no, like let's like
trade it, to shake on it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we don't shake.
Like, it's both consent, like, happy to do it, but no. Okay, so, that's just whatever. So anyways, Joe's being a little sexist, and I was just, like, annoyed, obviously, by it, but kind of, like, taking it.
Because he wasn't mean-spirited.
No. It's just
a mechanic being a mechanic.
A mechanic in Missouri. Like, he's just a guy.
Oh, and then they were like, yeah, the boss came up. They're like, oh, what's wrong with the car? Trying to, like, take, like, control. He's like, oh, that's 65,000, 100,000 miles. That's a 5-year-old car. Oh, that's under warranty right there. And then, obviously, it wasn't under warranty. It's never under warranty.
It's never under warranty.
Yeah.
You think my ass ass was working in a mall buying a car with a warranty. Hell no. I was like, what can you give me today?
Yeah. They're like, we got this thing that's being recalled today.
We ran your credit 30 times and this one credit union accepted it.
I can't believe how much you spent for that car. Anyway, so we go and we get the diagnostics done. And we're going to say bye to Joe. And he was actually being very pleasant and nice. He actually washed your car.
I like Joe. Don't get me wrong. It's like my grandpa. Papa when he Joe. Was alive, I was like, yeah, he's racist, but can you blame him? Not, and like.
That came out strong, that really babe.
That came out the wrong way.
Like, can you blame him because he's from a different time?
Yeah, when a man.
But yes, you can blame him.
Yes, 100%. But I'm not going to change him, so I might as well just take him for who he is. You know?
Yeah, yeah. But sorry,
that sounded really bad.
Well, Brent is diverse.
Yeah.
Let's get ahead of it.
Okay. Oh boy. All right.
So what's funny about that? My buddy had a joke. He's like, "Yeah, but they're from a different time." It's like, no, he's alive today. It's true. 2020. We always go, he's from a different time. No, he's from today.
He literally was alive when slavery ended. Yes.
So we go to say bye to Joe, and he does this thing where I shake his hand, and I'm like, goddamn, wide block hands, mechanic hands. Brenna shakes his hand, and I think she was trying to make up for, 300 years of
women
not being treated
equal.
My
dad used to literally give us handshaking lessons. I'm not kidding you, straight up. My dad was like, shake your hand. My dad.
Yeah.
Shake my hand. Shake it. And he would teach me about.
Let me feel this.
There's three different kinds of shakes.
Let me see.
So there's one, you have to do a tight grip. Then there's just hand on hand. Then there's another one where you do like a hand sandwich where their hand's in the middle. God. And then the other one is where you guys are shaking hands and you put your hand up on their forearm. And my dad taught me all three different ones. And
let me feel the one you did today.
He's a Navy pilot. I have a firm handshake. My dad, I'm telling you, he literally gave us lessons. So anyways, I just give Joe my run-of-the-mill handshake, and it's strong.
Yeah.
It's a strong handshake. I'm unassuming. I look like a teenager who shops at PacSun. You don't think I'm going to give you that strong grip handshake, that man shake.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you think you're getting the Hollister shake. You know, you're getting Abercrombie boy strong.
Yeah, exactly.
So you shake his hand. He's like, oh, whoa, whoa, oh, lady, whoa. Okay, well, that was hard. And then he goes, I forgot exactly what he said.
Well, he looks, and I go, yeah, it's a military handshake. We don't fuck around. And then.
Did he shake your hand again, maybe?
No. Oh. And then he looks at you, and he says, or, what did he say?
I forget. He showed his hand.
Yeah, he kind of showed his hand.
Yeah, don't shake it.
He said, oh, you almost crushed it. And I go, and he held his hand up like this to our face, and his hand was up he was showing us like the number 5, but the back of his hand was facing towards us. He was trying to show us that he didn't have his pinky finger.
Yeah, he probably lost his pinky finger in
he was missing a pinky finger.
Military or in an engine.
I didn't see it.
Yeah,
well, I didn't see
no
it.
No one sees it.
So he goes, you almost crushed my hand, and I didn't see that he was missing a finger. And I look at him and I go, yeah, you better remember that.
And then I go.
He walks away.
Brenna said it. Then he walked away. He's like, okay, that's one way to approach it. Usually most people are like, oh, man.
What'd you do to your hand?
What did you do to your hand? Or, okay, I won't shake it as hard next time. Did you lose it in the war? Did you lose it, changing an engine? Like, I don't know, man. What happened? But Brenna goes, yeah.
You better remember that.
It probably brought him PTSD. He's thinking about the guy that cut it off. Brenna said it in a way, and I was like.
Then he walks away, and he goes, you didn't notice that he had a finger.
Yeah, I said it
missing.
To her. I said, I go, you didn't notice the finger. She's like, what finger? I go, yeah, I know.
Yeah, and you go, yeah, I didn't think so. You said that way too confidently.
It's like a guy with no leg, and you push him over because you didn't see it, and you're like, yeah,
bitch.
And
then I tell my fucking parents this, my hardcore military parents, and they go, you did a good job. You shouldn't treat them any different.
Yeah, like he's just missing a pinky. He's not.
Yeah, my mom said you don't treat handicapped people any differently than other normal people.
Joe is more normal.
I was like, Mom, Joe, I think he's a part of the warfare on women, and you're defending his missing pinky.
I mean, it's just so funny because it's like,
is warfare the right word?
Who knows?
Okay, we're war on women. Maybe I said that wrong.
But yeah, it was so funny how confident you were, like talking shit to a guy who's showing his I wouldn't even say it's a disability. It's just a pinky.
Oh yeah, no one cares, but it's just so funny.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this will be the last thing we'll talk about. But the car situation, as you heard, okay, this is the thing. Brenna just admitted to having a lead foot. You drive, pedal to the metal, gas to the blast.
Hell yeah.
Because you want to prove that your Hyundai has an engine.
No, just because I am a very aggressive, like, not like an angry driver. I'm an assertive driver.
Okay.
That is my lane.
Okay. So then if I'm assertive and you're in the passenger seat, do you agree with my assertiveness?
You're not assertive because you don't check your blind spots. You don't, when you check your blind spots, you're not looking ahead of you. You don't have side
mirrors.
I literally do.
They're cracked and you can't see.
No, they're not.
And your windows are
tinted. One of them has a crack on the end. One of them. And I also have blind spot thingies. So.
Yeah. You give me shit every time I drive. Andrew,
you told me you missed the exit to 170 twice today.
Yeah. Because I was busy looking at the estimate for your car.
Yeah. So you're telling me that you were looking at your phone while you were trying to enter a highway.
You have never done that?
Okay.
You've never done that?
No.
Liar.
So.
Lies.
So.
I've seen you on your. You go on your phone when I'm in the passenger seat. Yes, you do.
No,
you
control the music. I ask. No. From my screen.
You are Siri. Rain Man.
I ask Siri to call you to change the song. I change all of it on my dashboard or all of it on my steering wheel. I never touch my phone. Just admit
though,
my car literally reads my text to me. I don't text and drive.
You're a side. You do music on your phone. You've done it when we drove to Michigan.
On the screen.
I don't have it on the screen.
Yes, you do.
But you have to put the phone together to put it on the screen.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
So you just do a big screen as opposed to a small screen?
Yes, because it's more in my line of view of the road.
Can you just admit that you're a backseat driver in the front?
Because you scare me.
When's the last time I've been in an accident?
I'm also a very nervous passenger, but that's because I'm a control freak.
Yes. Okay. Well, there we go.
Okay. All right.
Was that so hard?
Well, you just want to fight about this. We already had a fight about this earlier today. Why do we gotta fight about it twice?
No. I feel like every single couple knows. And then people out there, when you get told, because she's scared and she needs to be in control. If it's the other way around and I'm scared and I want to be in control at all, you're not having it when you're driving.
No. Deal with it.
That's how I'm going to do it from now on.
But I think I'm actually a safer driver than you.
No, you're not.
Yes. You think that you're safer?
I've been driving 16 years longer than you. I've been in one wreck, and it happened the first month of my whole fucking driving career. And we can talk about that next week on Puddles. Should we do one topic?
Yeah.
What's the topic?
Right now?
Yeah.
What's
trending? I know how you love the news.
Oh my God. Andrew gave me a bruise on my arm by pulling me off of the street because I decided to walk across the street in front of a car. And he was like, no. And like pulled my arm and twisted me off the street like he was my father. And now I have this bruise on my arm that I'm just like,
funny
oh God,
to be the
people
hero.
Look like they, like people think I'm probably getting hurt.
They probably think like, what's funny is like in that situation, I led you into traffic and then I saved you. So I don't think I'm a hero, but I'm like a half a hero there.
Okay. I like that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I get that. Top news today. Yeah, this is a lot of like, I don't.
Just pick anything blind.
Hold on. I want to know. Yeah.
What is it? You're dead silence, babe. That's the least thing.
I'm so sorry, you guys. This is like such old news, but like, are you, oh my God. Are you keeping up on like Kim and Pete?
Why? What are they doing now?
They just got like tattoos. Being like hot together.
Ugh.
Look at that.
Why? What did he do? Is that him?
No. I don't know. First of all, let's talk about this. Let's talk about everybody getting their
buttholes waxed?
Their butts removed.
Oh.
Did you see that Khloe Kardashian like definitely got her butt implants removed or whatever was in there is gone, and I think she looks so much better. And then I was talking to somebody today and she was saying it jokingly, but she was like, great, now all the pressure's off of me to not have a butt. And I was like, why did you ever feel pressured to have like an ass? Like, I don't know. I think like you as a man, have you ever felt pressured? Like, do you think like it's the same as like girls to have butts and boobs is like you feel that to have like big arms and like a big dick?
I think that it's thrown in your face when you don't have that more as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So like, let's say you were trying to model or whatever and you didn't have a big ass or you didn't have a nice bod, like you weren't skinny or whatever, people would let you know. As a guy, you could post a photo of your shirtless and no one's gonna be like, dude, you don't have fucking big arms. Like, no one like really calls you out, right? Like,
yeah.
No one. But it is, as a man, I feel like for sure I have insecurities based off of like seeing Men's Fitness or whoever the fuck is playing Thor this month, you know? Like, of course you want to be muscular or you want to be the tall, like lean fucking guy who could like just wear like a dirty t-shirt and everyone's like, man, he must fucking be somebody, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, we feel that. The thing with the ass stuff, I think people are mad about it because they feel like whatever you want to say is that they kind of, and saying that all, you know, that they're trying to take on, you know, black people tend to feel like that they're appropriating their culture by like trying to be thick and curvy. But meanwhile, there's plenty of obviously mm-hmm. skinny black women with no asses, but like taking that on and taking on this like, certain kind of culture kind of aspects of themselves, and now they're like, oh, now you're Miss White Country Club Lady. Yeah. Like with no ass. And so like people are mad about that, but then it's like,
what do you think is like to you, like do guys have like an idea in their head like what they wish their body looked like or what their ideal, like if you could like pick a guy, like a guy's body to look like, who would it be? Like, do you have that?
Yeah, I think so. I think
who?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. No one that's as big as the Kardashians, but I would say that there's millions upon millions. So this guy named Ronaldo, he's a soccer player.
Mm-hmm.
He's insanely lean. He's insanely ripped. He's the biggest soccer player on earth. Every one of his photos on Instagram is shirtless with a are you looking him up?
Yeah, Ronaldo.
Yeah.
What's his last name?
That is his last name. His first name's Cristiano.
Oh, found him.
Okay, so he is as big as the Kardashians, right?
Oh, he's way too ripped. Way too ripped.
I know, but that's that. But then people would say, well, Kardashians' asses are way too big. They're all caricatures of themselves. Yeah.
See, when guys look like this, like he looks like a naked mole rat to me.
A mole rat?
Like, you know, like that meme where like it's like girls are like making fun of themselves when they shower or shave their whole body and then they come out
mm-hmm.
and they look like that mole rat from Kim Possible. Like, that's what like bodybuilder men look like to me. It's so unattractive. Please have some hair.
Okay, so someone but else I like that.
Men that's that look like, like
Zoe and Harry.
Like I like a hairy kind of like a big like hairy man.
I'm just saying, like who's similar to the Kardashians? Like a lot of people.
No, but it's so funny, right? Like it just really does. Like yeah, maybe that's like the ideal. That's like the
Henry Carvel. He's kind of.
Like
he's
when everybody
Superman
thinks
guy.
Shawn Mendes, I'm like, ew, Shawn Mendes isn't
he's too boyish.
He's way too boyish. Henry Cardell.
Cavell.
Cavell?
Cavell. Yeah, whatever. My point is that they have these unattainable goals.
Yeah,
whether it's through whether it's through working out, whether it's through getting work done, there's these goals that you'll never reach. Now, some would say, is it healthy to try to reach them? You know, like, so like, let's say I even get 0.6%. If I get half of percent or whatever, 50% of good is Ronaldo's body. At least I was trying to attain something. But are you trying to attain something that's not attainable because you don't have the money?
So my, you know what's something I always used to be so fucking insecure about? And like, don't get me wrong, I still like have insecurities sometimes, obviously.
You know, we all know about the arms episode.
The arms thing. But I did have, I feel like, I felt like very ahead of my time. And when I say time, I mean like my age, in the sense that I did have this like kind of come to with myself where I was like, I cannot change my height. That's, I literally can't change. I can't change like my genetic makeup. I can't change that. I grew up around a lot of white people and I used to like be ashamed of like having Puerto Rican in me because I grew up in a very like white town. And I just was like, oh, I just was like, one day I was like, I can't change this, but I can compare myself to myself. Like I can become fitter. I can become like there are ways that I can like physically look like a better version of me. And a big thing that helped me was like, I really don't follow, like I don't follow like hot women on Instagram models on Instagram. I don't follow the Kardashians. Sometimes I'll like be like, what's Kim up to, and go look, but I just stopped doing that because I'm just wasting my time, like comparing myself to like something that's never gonna happen. That's like literally a waste of time. I don't know.
I think you're just as tall as Courtney.
That's the other thing.
What do you mean? That's the other thing.
I was just joking. I'm like, well, I'm as tall as them, so.
Yeah.
No, but you just have to like accept I am the way I am. Like that's never going to change. I'm never going to not have brown hair or brown eyes. But how can I? And I also started following Alicia Keys, and Alicia Keys is beautiful, and she looks like, I feel like she's got a lot of like, she just is like brown hair. She's tan. She's not stick thin. Like I'm just like, oh, I follow or I look at people who like actually look like me. You know what I mean? Like, because our beauty standard is like,
that's why I follow Danny DeVito and I follow George Costanza.
Okay.
And I follow a panda. And I feel great about myself. Because pandas, what are they?
Pandas are fucking cute.
They are cute.
But God, you know they're vicious. You know pandas are vicious? A little bit? Or no, koala bears. Koala bears are.
Well.
Same diff.
Thank you so much for listening. Watch out for koala bears, especially our fans in Australia.
And me on the highway.
And Brenna on the highway. Either she's going to be driving like crazy or making me crazy. Some way we're going to crash. Good luck to us getting a new car. Hopefully it really works out. We get this brand deal. And thanks so much for listening. And
I hope everybody has a wonderful week. Bye.
Puddles. Everybody get up because you get down and then everyone will come over here.